niggas is feeble. I'm carbon violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lao, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black Cape Crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower.
Show. Once again, I do apologize for the technical difficulties at the front of the show. We're going to have to front load the beginning of the show. Mike, if you would, with that promo that I gave you a few minutes ago, so that our listeners have something new to listen to if they go back into the archive, that would be great. Yeah, this phone stuff and the government. See, it's not just the government. If anything starts at the covert level, it always ends up being something given down to the regular feds. And then from there, it goes to, you know, special units, you know, SWAT, bomb, whoever, and then to the regular police, and then soon regular mercenaries and private security. But this is the way things work. Okay? I've spoken about this, how, you know, the CIA, the NSA, they use these handheld dishes, okay, and bounce, or Herodyne frequency, bounce, noises off the walls into your head. You think you're schizophrenic.
my Skype just freaked out there. Hang on, everybody. I'll be back here in a second, hopefully.
I had some of the stuff just laying on shelves.
You. I lost you for like 10 seconds. Yeah, I got the Skype weird. It just went white and then kind of restarted.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
So, all right, so I'll repeat what I said. Yes, so you have this technology, right? It starts from covert government. Okay, you clandestine jackasses. CIA, NSA. And it goes down to the regular feds. The FBI. Then it goes down to your special teams. You know, you got your SWATs and your bomb squads. You know, things like that. Your detectives. Then, you know, just down to regular police. Next thing you know, security companies have it. Mercenaries have it. Directed energy surveillance. They literally have these dishes, handheld dishes, that can listen to you. If you're in your home, they don't need to tap your phones. They don't need to screw with your internet. They can literally shoot a laser. They can point this dish at your home. Any sounds that from your mouth, let's say you're talking, and if it sound touches the glass of your home, like your windows, all you got to do is beam your window. That sound travels up that beam, and they're hearing everything that you're saying. It works the other way around, too. They can send sounds into your home. I've heard stories from feds, okay, where they would voice of God, you know, sounds into the room where drug dealers are there. You know, one thinks that the other said something. Next thing you know, they're in a machismo, you know, insult, threatening each other, and deal goes bad. You know, the regular police has this sort of stuff. Have you ever been to a police convention? They have the stuff just laying on the shelves for show and tell. This kind of equipment. It's horrendous. So, something that came from science fiction to feds to cops, you know, it became a reality. So, here's something else that was clandestine, and, you know, of course the corporations have to jump into it, right? Right? I'm surprised Jimmy's covering the subject, but yeah, here we go. Oh, go ahead, Mike. Did you get the link?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah. It's a quick one, guys. So, yeah. Smartphones. We were talking about smartphones earlier. Go ahead.
Jackson, can you tell me what this means? Because I don't know about this stuff. The World Economic Forum. Humans are being integrated with smartphone technology by 2030.
I don't know what to make of this. I actually haven't heard about this.
You all think we're going to move from this form factor to something that's on your face, glasses, and when computing's all on the edge.
All right. 50 seconds. Who wants to answer quickly?
So this is this Nokia CEO.
I think it will go. It will. First of all, it will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
Oh. Jackson?
Well, if they're saying that already, that shows that they are either testing the capabilities for this or they're very serious about envisioning the capabilities for this. If they're talking about 2030, which is frightening, to say the least.
The guy said it. He said 6G, and your phone ain't going to be your phone anymore. It's going to be built. Well, I think he said it's going to be built into your body.
You all think we're going to move from this form factor to something that's on your face, glasses, and compute when computing's all in the edge.
All right. 50 seconds. Who wants to answer quickly?
I think it will go. It will. First of all, it will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
Oh.
And it'll be safe, but you can't sue them if anything goes incorrectly, but it will be safe,
I swear. And you will be 100% tracked at all times.
I'm not getting that. No way.
I'll get rid of my phone.
Yeah.
I'll do a landline.
I'm getting ready to go back to landlines. You're going to have to stop me to get a, you know, I'm going to get a voicemail.
Yep.
And if you want to get a hold of me, you got to voicemail me. And then what I do is I get a burner phone just for like the apps, like for Waze and like that. And it's a burner phone that nobody knows it's mine.
I'm going with the carrier pigeons again.
I wouldn't mind going with carrier pigeons. You know, Mike Tyson knows, he knows how to take care of the pigeons. It's ludicrous the way the people treat the pigeons. I trust Don King implicitly. What? You trust him how? Implicitly.
All right,
I want to meet
right.
Mike
anyway,
Tyson. Everybody.
Anyway. do you guys trust your governments and corporations implicitly? The World Economic Forum? You guys trust these guys? And you know, whenever you start hearing these deadlines, you know. Oh, by the year, this year, that year. Oh, this guy's saying 2030. When you hear these dates, these years, these deadlines, you know something is up. There is a predestined agenda that these people are trying to do. Remember, as I've been telling you guys about 2045? The transhumanistic agenda? This got leaked from NASA. 2045. Along with the smart dust, they got leaked that information. You know, the chemtrails? Agenda 2045. What does that mean? Okay, well, let's backtrack it. Now, I've only done, you know, several documentaries on this. If you guys haven't watched them yet, well, you should probably go and watch them. Absolutely. If you want more detail, but I'll just say plainly here, yes, Agenda 2045, they want people to be basically bio-organic robots. Okay? Able to upload and remove consciousness from any one person, from all people. Because we will be metallicized, frequency controlled people. Well, not people anymore, but some sort of entities. Biometallic entities. Now, let's backtrack it. Okay. They want us to have 6G chips in us. Mmm. 6G chips in us. Well, 6G, you're gonna have to be constantly bombarded with directional frequency. This isn't just a huge broad band like, 2.4, Wi-Fi level that, that can be picked up anywhere, right? This isn't the best for tracking, per se. 5G, however, is the best for manipulating. It can send information payloads that are so much more, exponentially more than that 2.4, okay? That 6G can bombard you, because they know where you're at. They're going to know where you're at. It's probably going to work on the level of Wi-Fi as well for the tracking, but they're going to have the excuse to bombard you with this microwaves. Yes, 6G is microwaves. 5G is microwaves. But 6G, however, is that much more powerful. 6G is going to be able to send information. You guys are thinking, oh, well, better communications. Yeah, that's the point. But not just for you. It's not going to be on a level of your social life or your business. These people are going to be communicating directly with, now let's backtrack it down some more. It's going to be communicating directly with the jab. Yeah. That mutagen that they're sticking everybody with is going to directly communicate with the mutagen. Now, the mutagen can do so much to your body on its own, because everybody's different. Okay? Everybody's different. You can give a bioweapon out to a mass amount of people, and you're going to have variations of, of effects. You're going to have different variations of symptoms. You can have different variations of injuries. You can have different variations of alterations. And that's what this is about. The alterations. Now, this bioweapon has been engineered to such a high level that they felt safe enough to give it to the entire population for it to be, because it's programmed to do, what it's supposed to do. It's programmed to compromise your genetic structure. It's programmed to add in genetic information to be manipulated later. Okay, let's backtrack it down even further. You've had these previous injections over and over and over again. Okay? You're getting shots of aluminum. Nano aluminum. This is before BioNTech. The N standing for nano. The nanotechnology, right? I've already explained to you guys how CRISPR works, right? You add in a bio metal, which is organic, at a nano level. You add in a protein, and you add in millimeter wave frequencies. This works on plasmonics. Okay? They can edit you any genetic DNA sequence. I've got the college lectures on this in my documentaries. I understand it perfectly well. Okay, so you back up. All right? Because people are having all these vaccines, right? And, okay. You've got, even before they came out with the fact that this is nanotechnology with the bio-N, they're still hitting you with the nano aluminum, calling it an adjuvant. So it's nothing new. They're just hitting you over and over again with this nano aluminum and other stuff too. I'm just focusing on a nano aluminum to make it not so difficult and convoluted. Okay. And previously from there, what do you have? The chemtrails. The chemtrails. All the people. And it blows me away how you can have people deny chemtrails, something that you could physically see happening in the sky. They're not contrails, but they're chemtrails. But they will believe in this pandemic, like, just because the government said it. There's still chemtrail deniers out there, even though the former head of the CIA came out a few years ago and said, yes, it's real. Geoengineering. You can go and search that up now and see all the companies that are backing it up. Bill Gates is the main person who backs that up. Anyways, not to get back into all that stuff again. You guys have heard me rant about this before. So you've had people with Morgellons disease with these metallic lesions on their skin. The media has tried covering it up. I've covered it. Okay. I've talked to many of people out there. I was in a support group talking to people about it. Okay? Metallic lesions on their skin. Them secreting, because their body's rejecting the nano aluminum. Okay? So, you, at every level, you back it up, you see every step of Agenda 2045, which is the transhuman agenda. Be very afraid when you hear one of these corporate execs talk about, oh yes, 2030. Yes, everybody's going to have this. I mean, how dare you? You can't tell me I'm going to have a chip in me, whether I like it or not. You're a corporate exec. You're not even a politician. Well, I mean, that just goes to show you the New World Order. You know, who controls who. Who's moving things along. The Illuminatards. They think we're stupid. Now, I mean, Mike, you are you near the computer? Has anything I said... You know, you went to college. You studied this stuff. Is anything I'm saying just out of the freaking park? I mean, am I just conspiracy nut? Is this not physically viable? I mean, I've other people say they understand this stuff after I've explained it in my documentaries, but not everybody's watched my documentaries. Am I explaining this on a level that can be understood?
I think you're doing pretty well.
I mean, you went to school. You know this biology stuff. You went to school. Am I talking out of my ass? Am I making stuff up here?
I haven't caught everything you've been saying. I think you're on the right track.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. We'll go with that. Cool. All right. So, yeah. We have to watch out. We got to watch out for these people who are just wanting to give up our sovereignty. Excuse me. These people wanting to give up our sovereignty. We've got to say no. We got to. All right? And yeah, you honestly, you do have the ability to say no. You can't fall for the lie. You can't give in to the intimidation, okay? There's so much strength in just being able to just say no. All right, for example, all right, you know what? Mike, this guy, I thought was really cool because I like these guys who were cops and then they go and, they retire, they become lawyers. These guys are the best because they know the BS. So let's listen to this and we'll take it into break.
Good afternoon. I'm your South Florida lawyer, Patrick McGinn, and I'm your best friend at your worst time. And you know I pound it home to you all the time. Don't talk to the police when they want to talk to you, when they want you to come in for an interview, when they try to talk to you on the scene. I pound that home. And all my tips and all my stories and all my advice to you comes from real live cases. Cases that I've handled as a police detective and now as a lawyer. So what happens when you don't talk to the police? Well, let me tell you about this case that happened recently. About 2 weeks ago, an Instagram follower called me. He said the police detective called him and wanted him to come in for an interview on a criminal case. I go, sounds suspicious. Let me look into it. He hires me on the case. I investigate it. They want him to come in. I call the detective. The detective tells me he wants him to come in to give a statement to clear him in a criminal case. Folks, that's not what cops do. When cops tell you or tell anybody that they want you to come in for a statement to clear you, that's a clear indication that they want you to come in and hang yourself in a statement. And that's what I believe is going to happen in this case. And then the policeman tries to bluff me. He doesn't know I was previously a detective. He tries to bluff me and tells me it's to my client's benefit to come in and give a statement to clear him because he's a witness. I say, fine, he's a witness, get a subpoena. I will bring him in at your convenience and let you interview him under subpoena because subpoenas come with immunity. That didn't work. He really didn't like that. He got upset. And then he tells me he's going to get a warrant. I go, fine, get a warrant. If you get a warrant, let me know. I'll happily surrender my guy to you. He gets pissed off. He hangs up on me. That's the last we heard from him. We never heard from him again. It's been about 2 weeks. So I came down to the police department today. I picked up the report. And what do I find out? The case was closed. Insufficient evidence to charge criminally. Folks, don't speak to the police. Lawyer up. Contact your lawyer immediately like this client did. He found me on Instagram. I took care of him right away. I dropped what I was doing to work on his issue. And happily, he's not facing criminal charges and sitting in the county jail. That's your criminal tip information for the day. I'm your South Florida lawyer, Patrick McGeehan. I am your best friend at your worst time, and I lawyer in paradise in beautiful Miami, Florida, the life of a Miami lawyer.
There you go. There you go. All right, I think we're going to take a short commercial break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about these cops, I suppose. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
With cameras mounted on a police cruiser.
What we're looking at is a license plate directly across the street, 131-9161.
Cops in San Leandro, California can capture and record license plates as they drive down any street. An efficient method to catch car thieves or pull over vehicles that show up in a criminal database.
With technology and with smart, good policing, you know, it allows us to keep our public safe.
But when a local activist petitioned the police department and got a hold of the records on his car, he says he was stunned by what he saw.
Did you think it was a case of Big Brother's gone too far?
Yeah, I do think Big Brother's gone too far, because there, I have not been charged with. I'm not suspected of committing any crime.
Mike Katz-Lacabe found what he says is an egregious violation of privacy. 112 instances over 2 years where police just happened to get images of his car and more.
So this picture shows my car parked in the driveway of my house, and very clearly shows my daughters and myself getting out of the car.
The license plate scanner is always on. Anytime a police officer drives the car, it's recording, storing license plates on its servers. In just a few minutes, we watch the system record hundreds of plates. Police say the data can later be accessed to solve crimes, everything from following leads on Amber Alerts to collecting unpaid tickets. But Katz-Lacabe says a line has clearly been crossed.
Innocent people should not have their records being stored by law enforcement.
Law enforcement, though, has wholeheartedly embraced this technology. More than a third of large police agencies are using automated plate readers, according to a 2010 study by George Mason University. There are three cameras on the roof, one on the left, one on the right, and one on the side. They capture plates instantaneously. Those plates are then cross-checked against suspect vehicles. So if a car comes across as being stolen, the officer will be instantly alerted.
High alert.
It's not that data collection is bad, critics say, but it's that departments keep the information on file, sometimes for months, sometimes for years. Every department has its own policy. San Leandro, for instance, keeps its data for a year.
Once they have the location of your plate and where you were on that date and time that they scanned your plate, they can see where you work, who you associate with, where you pray, where you're going to the doctor, and they can learn quite a lot about you.
In order to have a discussion about something like this, people have to know what's happening.
This here is an infrared camera.
Police tell us that technology is only beneficial against crime suspects. But in this new era of digital rights and privacy, some say there needs to be more transparency and limits to what information can be gathered and stored on citizens, doing nothing more than driving their cars. Dan Simon, CNN, San Leandro, California.
Yeah. That's why I don't drive. I have a private car. Well, since gas price has gone up, I'm just using a taxi. Hey, you know, I work from home, so, hey, I mean, why pay for insurance, registration, gasoline, car repairs? It's a beautiful thing here about Europe. Is that there's a bus and taxi lane. You're in a private car, the driver, or in a taxi. I skip all traffic. I'm one side of town to the other in a matter of 10, 15 minutes. While everybody else, it takes them an hour or two. We need stuff like this set up. You know, I know some towns are progressive, like Europe. But, yeah, we really need, you know, $1 trillion for infrastructure change. Is anything going to get better? Are any potholes going to at least get fixed? I doubt it. I really doubt it. Yeah, so Mike has informed me that we have some people on the line here. And I do apologize. My VIP has not refreshed since I started the call. I cannot see who is there, so Mike, you just got to throw people at me.
Okay, we got Gregor in California, and then Tom in Utah is up next.
Okay, let's do it. Gregory, go ahead.
Hello there. Hello.
Yes, my friend. How are you doing?
Love you, man. Hey, love y'all. But the reason I called, and Michael just shot me over onto, listening mode. And so here I be. And I was calling about Thomas, who's right behind me, whom we've had just a spectacular conversation with. The man is bar none, genius beyond. I truly care and love that man. And, but all I wanted to say is he couldn't get a hold of RBN through the phone system, and I was wondering if it was on your end or his end. But apparently it's all squared away, and that's all I got to say about that. How are you doing?
Fighting a good fight. Every day that I can. I'm actually setting up tomorrow's show as we're doing tonight's show. It's so much information.
We did a good fire burn yesterday. You ever hear that?
Oh, yeah? You doing some clearing?
Hey, well, with good fire, yeah. Ceremonial. Indigenous people.
Oh, yeah.
Nisam. And, we cleared some land, and it's so easy, and you're not flipping all that plastic crap. I can't stand those weed whackers, with the string the plastic string that's all over the place because yes. people are whacking. They're whacking off, really, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we did this burn, and the burn is so good for everything because it kills all the weeds. You know, it burns the seed. And it's a light burn. You're not piling it to where it makes a zombie soil, dead soil. Dead soil is good in certain areas, like your driveway. Throw some charcoal out there, man. And that will absorb all the nutrients in the soil. And making biochar is activating the charcoal and then feeding it to the plant. It's such a simple thing. I don't comprehend why most folks can't wrap their brain cells around this poopy. It's behooving. But that's all I got to say about that. I shall let Thomas, the vegan cowboy, take over from here, man. I love all it, man. Right. No end.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, right back at you. Thank you. Continue whacking that weed.
Burning it, man. We don't whack
it. Burning it. Sorry. Whack it so hard it burns. Oh.
Look, okay, Biden whack it. Biden's a big whacker, that cork stacker. I mean, oh, what a piece of smegma. I can't believe anybody would even want to even
you know what?
Discuss tomorrow, that.
Tomorrow, we're going to get all deep all into Biden tomorrow. Like I said, I'm already lining stuff up. So yeah, we're definitely going to talk about Biden tomorrow. But yes, thank you. Let's get to the next caller, Tom. Please go right ahead.
Yeah, actually, thanks, Greg, for actually sharing with you. I was trying to dial in to listen through my phone. RBN, and I dial the 641-741 number, the 81829, and it's just dead air. Anyway, is that Mike or Sam at the board?
Well, we got Mike on the digital wheels of steel tonight. These things happen. Sometimes they drop out, especially during my show. Listen, when I was at my first radio station in California, internet would drop out, and we had internet and we had a radio antenna. They never had any problems until I came along, and the internet would constantly drop out. So, I'm going to tell you, my radio stations didn't like me very much. Computers got hacked, internet was always down, I remember seeing the first time coming into the station because, you know, I started off doing one show a week. Like, I think it was like every Friday or something like that. And have no problems. But on the day that I had to come in, oh, internet's down. I'd see this guy on the pole, right? Cable company. You know, how long is it going to take you to get that working again? Yeah, it should be any minute now. And I'm just watching this guy, sitting inside the station, watch this guy. You know, hours later, you know, a sun goes down. Because I'm thinking to myself, he's probably going to leave, and it's not going to be working. He's going to leave, and it's not going to be working if I just let this go. So I didn't let it go. I sat there and watched him. Sundown was coming along. Oh, okay, well, yeah, okay, internet's back up, because you can't just leave without the internet being up, not while your customer's watching it. You can't do that. So I literally had to play watchdog and do everything I could to make sure, you know, that we were broadcasting on my time. But hey, you know, sometimes the internet drops out, sometimes the internet drops out during the show. Mike has to tell me to repeat what I said. You know, it's just I think, you know, accidents do happen. There's some hiccups in the systems. They do happen. But as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to me and me talking, there's a good amount of it that is deliberate. I've gotten used to it.
Well, I'm only a dozen miles away from the big NSA center here in Utah. So I wonder if they just say, well, we can't have that guy putting out any truth. So we got to shut him down. I mean, I sometimes think they can play that game. You know, even with my stuff, which is basically trivial, they don't like that going out either. So, but I was feeling pretty frustrated because I was wanting to listen to RBN, you, and I dialed into that. See, it's 541-641 or 641-741 1829. And usually that works good, but I even tried the other so-called numbers that are listed on the webpage that are other backup numbers. They're all dead silent, at least right now.
That's strange because, okay, so all that stuff was down. I had to reinstall my VoIP. My phone never made a noise as my backup. And, you know, I couldn't use it because I got the fried screen on it. They knew what I was going to talk about tonight. They knew exactly what I was going to talk about tonight. I got the information out anyways. But, you know, hopefully people will go to the archive and listen to shows that they've missed, at least, you know, hopefully people understand that there's an archive. If they miss a show, it's there. So I do appreciate the active listening and wanting again, and definitely reporting to us that, you know, lines are down and things like that. That's very important. Because Mike is so busy. I mean, there's just no way he can stay on top of all that stuff. I mean, you can check what every few hours, maybe every couple hours. But, you know,
back in the beginning of this century, I was producing what's called Family Rights Radio. So I understand the overload that a producer suffers from. And then when the system starts to give you crap, it is really frustrating. But anyway, appreciate your show, appreciate the RBN. They even put up with me sometimes. That's what's really amazing.
Family Rights Radio. Yeah, I've done a Family Rights show. When was the last time you did that? Is that still available online anywhere?
No, that was back in 2000. I got entangled in the Child Protective Service cases. See, my area of specialty is pathology, pediatric as well. So I was drawn into advocating for families that have been accused of abuse and neglect, and ultimately it drug me into a circle of people dealing with the situation. And they said, well, we need to do a radio, you know, an internet radio. So we put together Family Rights Radio and ran it for about 3 or 4 years. A lot of work. So my heart goes out to Mike, Sam, and to Julie. Mm-hmm. And, of course, to John when we had him. Mm-hmm. We got to keep our patriots around. We can't afford to lose anymore. But I appreciate the struggle it is to get a good broadcast occur. The only thing I told Mike and Sam and Julie, I said, can we get our host to do a little bit better sound quality? Some of them, you know, they talk using their mic on their laptop or their computer instead of getting right down on a good quality mic. You sound good.
Oh, yeah, I've got several mics here.
That's really important. You know, if you want to keep your audience, keep the quality of your program, you know, professional. And that means you got to have a good mic.
And, absolutely.
And have a little bit of buffering in the room. You know, I even told Kelso, I said, James, you need to put a blanket up behind you so you don't get that room echo or reverberation too. Especially if you're listening through a phone like I am. You know, I don't have internet where I'm at. And don't have a way to, you know, to get shortwave or whatever, or a satellite. So I'm stuck with this $4 phone and a $15 plan. But you sound good, so I'm
happy with that. Well, thank you very much. The city, across from where I am, there's this huge field, you know, nothing but trees. But for some reason, the city has decided to put up this 12-foot-tall particle board wall, you know, just enough just to make this area extremely loud because the cars drive by. So that, like, amplifies the street traffic. Now comes through the windows, hearing the sound of each car comes by. I didn't hear it before, but now they put up this 12-foot wall to bounce the sound at me. And I know it's on purpose. Yeah, I can hear it. And it, you know, it makes me paranoid sometimes. Can my callers hear it? Can my listeners hear it? And yeah, so
you must have a pretty good directional microphone because we don't hear any background. I don't hear any.
Okay, well, I have to change the sensitivity on it. And I'm just basically right up on the microphone. So, like, I'm basically, you know, about 3 inches away from the microphone and just good. Turn
tell
the
sensitivity them, eat your microphone,
down.
Please.
Yeah,
eat that
yeah.
microphone, you sound better. Well, of course, as long as you got a pop shield on there, you know, so you don't get your breath on it. But otherwise, if it's just to the side of your mouth, it's good, because then you can speak with a good quality of audio but not having a breath.
Right.
But anyway, when you get a chance, of course, I don't know, well, you've probably heard me before, but in doing battle for families, I put up what's called gassingamerica.com. When you get a chance, take a look at that, if you haven't already.
Gassingamerica.com?
Yeah, okay. even gassing Black America. I identified a poisoning issue that affects 34 million. Took it to Washington. They were so grateful they took my site away. They're not nice.
Oh, wow. Now, that's something we should talk about. Maybe you should schedule yourself with me to be on the show as my guest.
Well, you know, I don't like to dwell on the fact that I was, disabled by them, but the fact is...
Oh,
they...
no, we got to talk about it, my friend. We got to talk about it.
Everybody said, you're lucky you didn't end up in Marcy Park. I said, well, if you end up in Marcy Park, that causes way too many questions. But if they can just simply make you fade away or go away, you know, they'll say, well, he's just suffering from old age or just natural, you know, degradation. I am 81, so I should be, you know, sleeping in the coffin already. But, Charles Grassley said they just want you to go away.
Yeah. Yeah, they just want you to go away. Yeah, I've had John Bolenbaugh on my show. Actually, he's a good friend of mine. John Bolenbaugh, the big oil whistleblower, cost the industry billions of dollars because of the stuff that he was whistleblowing about. Just him being up in the cleanups and discovering these places where they've just dumped the oil and didn't clean it up, and just he got sick. I mean, he's still alive, but I mean, he's had health complications for years. So
they like to get disabled, that's for sure.
It can mess you up finding these places like this. And I really want somebody. Is there nothing I really wish I could address the whole nation. Is there nothing we can do for Flint? Is there
Flint,
nothing?
Michigan?
Is that? Yeah. I mean, you would think that'd be a very simple fix. A few million dollars could fix those pipes. You know, not, you know, they don't need to send $48 billion like they did to, you know, Ukraine. A few million dollars could fix Flint.
Yeah, but you know, we got to save those Ukrainians from those evil Russians.
Yeah, but she mentioned the poisoning of black people and your site got taken. And that seems to be the whole point, isn't it? Just to call as much the minority as humanly, quietly as possible as well. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, the sad thing is the people that are stuck in the inner cities are really stuck. And they are the frontline victims of these poisonings. But yet they still buy into the Democratic bullcrap.
That I don't understand.
Why would you keep voting for people who are leaving you either dead or dying? Or starving. That's what's going to happen in the inner cities now. Starvation at one. When the trucking industry shut down because the petroleum is so high. I mean, they see it?
It's a solid mess. Yeah, it is. Tom, we have run out of time for... Well, we're out of time, period, for the show. I want to thank you for calling in. We've definitely got to do a show together, my friend. But for now, again, we've run out of time. Thank you. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.